This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 12th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a pleasant day across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys warm sunshine, while Jerusalem sees clear skies. Haifa is a bit cooler, but still comfortable. Perfect weather for being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just over an hour ago that U.S.-Iran talks have failed. Both sides refused to make concessions. Iran wanted the Lebanon war to end to claim credit, while the U.S. pushed for the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Also, Ynet reports 2 hours ago that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has threatened to invade Israel. He compared potential actions to those in Libya and Karabakh following the collapse of U.S.-Iran negotiations. Also this hour, according to JNS, Israeli leaders have strongly criticized Erdogan. This comes after Turkish prosecutors filed war crime charges against Israeli officials. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu emphasized Israel's ongoing fight against Iran and its proxies. Separately, JTA reports from earlier today that a ceasefire involving Iran is unstable. The IDF continues strikes on Hezbollah in Lebanon, while the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. Iran and European leaders are calling for a truce to include Lebanon. And finally, another report from earlier today highlights the ongoing conflict. The IDF continues operations against Hezbollah. The situation in the region remains tense. Here's what people are saying online. World Affairs, a global news analyst, posted minutes ago that Saudi Arabia has fully restored its east-west oil pipeline. This move bypasses the Strait of Hormuz, allowing significant oil flow. Ahmed Malfifi, a Middle East analyst, wrote just now about the failed U.S.-Iran talks in Pakistan. He notes a relative calm between the parties until American ground forces arrive. Aviva Klompas, a geopolitical commentator, shared moments ago that Iranian Revolutionary Guards broadcast a message. They declared the Strait of Hormuz will stay closed, urging former President Trump to meet their demands. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the failed U.S.-Iran talks. The Jerusalem Post outlines that the negotiations took place in Pakistan under tense conditions. Each side stood firm on their demands, leading to a stalemate. This impasse leaves the Strait of Hormuz closed, affecting global oil shipments and regional stability. Turning to Erdogan's threat to invade Israel, Ynet describes escalating tensions as Erdogan criticized alleged civilian casualties by Israel. The comparison to actions in Libya and Karabakh suggests Turkey's willingness to expand its military reach. This rhetoric heightens regional tensions and could prompt international responses. Meanwhile, Israeli leaders' response to Erdogan is strong. JNS reports that Netanyahu and others defended Israel's actions against Iran's influence. The war crimes charges filed by Turkey add to the diplomatic strain. Israel remains committed to countering threats from Iranian proxies. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that although women start over 40% of companies, they receive less than 2% of investment. This disparity is most evident in early-stage funding. Separately, Israel Hayom Business outlines Rami Levy's plans to build 1,850 apartments in Haifa. The development targets urban renewal in Nev Sha'anan, leveraging post-war momentum. And finally, Globes reveals that Cisco is in discussions to acquire Asterisk Security. The potential deal value ranges from $250 to $300 million. This acquisition highlights ongoing interest in Israeli cybersecurity innovations. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.